This is a big one. Going into a property with your brother, sister, lover, friend, family, buying a property or renting a property together with someone, there are hooks and we're going to teach you a little bit about it. There's more than you should know on the way out, not just on the way in. Stay tuned. How are you?
Is that your little property hook?
Yeah, that's the hook. Yeah. You know, you just took the bait. You bought the property with someone, or you rented the property to someone, and like you don't realize that there are risks associated. Not saying it's a bad thing to do though, but you should know about stuff.
Yeah, so we had a bit of a chat off air just before this segment, and Mark kind of raised some things that I knew nothing about. I mean, I'm struggling to get into the property market myself as a single female, and buying a property
single white female.
So disadvantaged, I know. But buying a property with my current housemate certainly has crossed my mind. As it has also buying a property with my brother and my sister, who are also in the same situation as me, struggling to get into the property market. Neither of them are in their loving relationships and ready to kind of take that next step with their partner. So to me, it makes logical sense. If you're not in that loving relationship, buying with family is the next best thing. You've known them your whole life. You've got that element of trust there, and family is blood kind of thing. Of course, they'll do right by you.
And, hey, Xanth, you look a bit news presenter this morning.
Oh, well, thank you. I do try sometimes. Reporting live here at
New York. So let's, do you want to cover rentals or sales first?
Let's go rentals.
Okay. So, did you know that when you rent with, say, there's three eshays, you're one esha, two other eshays, all renting the one property. One comes from Melbourne, he's related to the other esha, so you sort of don't know him too well. And you're happily in the property for 6 months. One of them disappears off back to Queensland. You are responsible for the lease entirely, those lease repayments. So much to people's shock where they think, oh my God, well, I'm only, you know, this isn't my fault. I'm only due for a third of the rent. The way the tribunal and real estate and law will look at it is that you are included in that whole bubble. So if, or just make it a worst case scenario, both people walk and you're in the property, you're responsible for the whole lease.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that either. But it does make logical sense, I suppose. Whoever's name is on the lease, you're responsible for that lump sum of money in the way of rental repayments.
Yes. So if you get another two people to replace the two eshays that left, you've also got a commitment there to a bond, because you all three of you went into that bond, obviously in equal portions or non-equal portions, who knows? So that's got to be don't forget about the hook of attending to the bonds to get those people's money back to them and to get the bonds out of the new people in. It's often a mess property managers are tidying up years down the track because the tenant never mentioned anything and they should have.
Yes, absolutely. And don't rent with eshays as well, I suppose, is another key takeaway from that.
Hey, eshays are good. DY eshays are the best. So we've covered... Okay. Have we covered the lease? The lease
side
of things? I think
the lease and the rental side of things is really done. And then moving into the buying side of things.
Yes.
Yeah, I have seen couples come through properties and have complete arguments in front of me in the way of buying a property. And it's literally like witnessing the end of someone's relationship live in front of you. It's not a fun situation to be in. Property buying shouldn't be that stressful. So if you don't want to go through that stress of buying with your partner, let's talk about potentially buying with family or friends.
Yep. Now, one hook, one of the biggest hooks that I've got to mention is first-time buyer grant hook. The government does leave on the table for you no stamp duty if you're under 100, if you're under 800K.
Yep.
Now, that's a saving of 30K. Now, as soon as you buy with another person, family member, friend or whatever, you cannot double dip. So it's a little bit sad that someone's effectively only going to get half of the benefit or no benefit, and one person will get the full benefit if it's two people.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're following me on this one, but I often see people, like two people, and I would go, do you realize that if you just buy something lower value, so you're trying to buy something for $800,000, pay, get, you know, if you both buy something for $550,000, you're both going to pay no stamp duty, and you may be able to both afford it. And they're like, okay. So that's hook number one for for purchasing. Watch out. Make sure you can get your entire first-time buyer grant, because you're only going to get one buyer. The cherry, once you bought with someone, it's over. Yes. What's the next one?
The next little hook. Well, I suppose you've purchased something and now you want to buy something else, or you want to get out of that property and move in with your husband down the line, something like that. So we've purchased our property with our brother. That's great. What comes next? Fast forward 15 years down the track, we've got better income. We're in a really strong position to buy our next property. We're upsizing. How do we get out of this current situation? I might be in love,
In love. So where that works, I'll give you a perfect example. Brother, sister buy a property together. Goes, works a treat. Brother falls in love with a gal. And they're both pretty good incomes. They want to buy something together. So there's a force, then it forces the other partner to actually go, oh, shit, okay, am I selling, am I keeping? They agree to keep it. Now, this is the biggest kicker that people don't know. Brother and sister buy a unit for 500 grand. Brother falls in love and wants to buy a property with his girl. Pretty financial. Got a bit of equity in the unit that he purchased. Got a pretty good income. Girlfriend's got a pretty good income. They want to buy for 500. When brother goes to the bank, he'll go to the bank and say, I've got half a unit over here that I bought 7 years ago, and I'm just about to buy with my girlfriend.
Yep.
So I would have thought, and most people do think this, most people think I've got a 250 debt over there when I bought with my sister, and I'm going to have a 250 debt with my new girlfriend in buying the property. No.
Yeah, that's really surprising to me, because to me, it just makes sense. You've only borrowed $500,000 with your brother. You put in five, he's put in five, you've paid off 250 of it, so really. So why not though? Why is it that the banks don't look at it like that when it comes to buying the next property, given that you do have equity in the property, you have put in money, somebody else is always paying back those repayments as well?
Okay, so the way the banker assesses it is much like a lease. They will hold you responsible for the entire amount, even though in your mind on paper you own half of the amount. So what I find often happens is, the brother and sister that bought together went really, really well. Sisters or brothers, falling in love, they've gone to buy a house. And they said, I'm going to keep that unit, don't worry, I'm not going to put you under pressure. But we're going to buy something together. When they roll up to the bank says, you bought something for 500, and they go, yeah, but I only owe 250, and you want to buy something for 500, and they go, yeah, but it's me and my partner, so it's only 250. They don't assess you on 500 grand, 250, 250. they assess you on $1 million. So you go, no, 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 but my income doesn't have to cover $1 million. The bank assesses you that you have to cover that $1 million. So then what happens is, rather, a sell. I want to get out of my half. Sister is now forced to buy out that first half. And she's like, mate, this isn't my problem that you guys want to buy a house or another unit or whatever. Then stamp duty is triggered.
Because it's over, because it's $1 million, you're now looking to buy your next property. You now need to pay stamp duty.
When you buy out your half of your initial, your brother and sister in the beginning, or the person you bought with, that half will have to pay it. You will have to pay a duty on it. So it's like, why am I having to pay stamp duty on to buy out my half? Because they're off getting married. So it's quite interesting. But this is, I do have to say, it's all a good problem here. It's all a money-making problem, as in you're making money. So, but they're just hooks that people don't actually consider, or they're financial things that people don't even.
To me, it's a smart idea to go and buy a property with a really close friend, or with your family, with your brother, with your sister, something like that. But it's just these things that aren't spoken about, nobody knows about, and you don't really, you're not made aware of them until it's too late, or until the 11th hour kind of thing, when it is time to think about next steps.
Yeah, well said. When you go into it, you don't think of the exit. You just think about, you know, getting in, getting property, owning half. But as long as you know this and it's in your mind and people know today, and they can explain it to their friends and family and they know it on the way in, on the way out, when that person wants to get out of their half, it's like, yeah, I know how this works. And there's no surprises.
Nasty
like
surprises. Well, there are certainly no nasty surprises with me now, and just the breakups, the makeups, the shakeups when it comes to buying a property with a friend, with family, anything like that. So long as you're armed with all of the information, you're in a really strong position to make whatever decision moving forward.
It's real. Zant, have a lovely day. Hopefully we've helped some peeps out there.
I hope so too. Have a beautiful day.
See you guys. Bye-bye.